Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Charlene Smith, and Sunday I thought I was buying something else, and I ended up getting whatever your product is bought, and I called to cancel it, and today I'm showing on my bank statement that it just went through.
Okay, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can pull up that account for you?
49097.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Charlene. Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. I did locate an account. I have not yet opened it, but I see here this account has been canceled and refunded, ma'am.
I just got a charge.
So is that, are you sure that was a charge or the refund?
It said withdrawal.
Okay, ma'am, so I'm just now opening the account. Could you verify the mailing address for security purposes?
7311
YZ Avenue, Pittsburgh, Michigan. Okay, yes, ma'am. And give me 1 second. Let me look over this account and see what happened. Okay, ma'am. So if on March 6th you called and got the account canceled and that refunded as well, and that was a full refund in the amount of $59.89, and that was done on Sunday the 6th. It takes approximately 3 to 5 business days, so 1, 2, 3, 4. And you said that charge just came out today, ma'am?
Yeah.
So, again, I think that it's not a charge, and it's actually the refund going back in your account. Because today is the 4th day that refund had to get back into your account. Today, I mean, tomorrow will be the 5th.
Okay, I will keep an eye on it. It does say withdrawal. I will keep my eye on it, and...
If you would, I do have the transaction number of the refund. You could actually call your bank and give it to them, and they will they'll be able to see and give you the information on if that was the refund or not. Because there isn't a another charge in this account, because this account is canceled.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, yes. Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.